USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arrangements made. Senator John McCain, who passed away Saturday at 81, will first lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix on Wednesday. He'll then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Friday. An invitation-only memorial service is scheduled for Saturday morning at Washington's National Cathedral. President Trump, who's not invited to that funeral, getting some criticism after reports our top aides wanted him to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero and praising his military service. Instead, the president rejected that idea to send a short tweet that offered sympathies and respect to McCain's family.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office.
That's Tiger Woods' response yesterday when a reporter asked him about his long-running friendship with Donald Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Pope Francis says he won't respond to claims that he covered up sex abuse allegations against Catholic priests. Francis telling reporters on board the papal plane that explosive accusations by a former top Vatican official speak for themselves. The Pope urging reporters to read the document carefully and to come to their own conclusions about its credibility.
Michael was not somebody who we wanted at the campaign.
One of President Trump's former campaign managers, Corey Lewandowski, says he warned everybody in the Trump camp that lawyer Michael Cohen was going to be a problem.
Michael was very good at certain things, and one of the things that he was very good at, and we've now seen it, is intimidating people and pushing himself to fix problems. He was a self-described fixer.
Lewandowski telling Fox News Sunday he didn't like working with Cohen. Cohen pleading guilty last week to 8 felonies, and he's said to be now cooperating with the special counsel's probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A ruling's expected later today by a federal judge in Washington State on whether plans for 3D printed guns can be made available online. The decision will come in response to a lawsuit filed in July by 8 attorneys general and the District of Columbia against the State Department, which had reached a settlement with a Texas organization allowing it to publish the blueprints online. Several states feel the move would create an unacceptable security risk because, among other things, those guns would be untraceable. The king of parody songs is the latest to get a long-running Hollywood honor. Weird Al Yankovic receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame across from TCL Chinese Theater on Monday morning.
A little story about a man named Chet. You know, some bad poor mountaineer. They say he barely kept his family fed.
The Grammy-winning comic and song parodist, honored by friends including DJ Dr. Demento, Yankovic rose to fame with chart-topping hits like Eat It, a parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It. He won a Grammy for that as well as 2 of his albums. And an asteroid the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid will pass by the Earth on Wednesday at a distance of 3 million miles. Scientists say there's nothing to worry about. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.